And when she had opened it, she saw the child, and behold, the babe wept. And she had compassion on him, and said, This is one of the Hebrews' children. And there shall cleave not of the cursed thing to thine hand, that the Lord may turn from the fierceness of his anger, and show thee mercy, and have compassion upon thee, and multiply thee, as he hath sworn unto thy fathers, that then the Lord thy God will turn thy captivity, and have compassion upon thee, and will return and gather thee from all the nations whither the Lord thy God hath scattered thee. And Saul said, Blessed be ye of the Lord, for ye have compassion on me. Forgive thy people that have sinned against thee, and all their transgressions wherein they have transgressed against thee, and give them compassion before them who carried them captive, that they may have compassion on them. And the Lord was gracious unto them, and had compassion on them, and had respect unto them because of his covenant with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and would not destroy them, neither cast he them from his presence as yet. For if ye turn again unto the Lord, your brethren and your children shall find compassion before them that lead them captive, so that they shall come again into this land. For the Lord your God is gracious and merciful, and will not turn away his face from you if ye return unto him. And the Lord God of their fathers sent to them by his messengers, rising up betimes, and sending, because he had compassion on his people, and on his dwelling place. But therefore he brought upon them the king of the Chaldees, who slew their young men with the sword in the house of their sanctuary, and had no compassion upon young man or maiden, old man, or him that stooped for age. He gave them all into his hand. But he, being full of compassion, forgave their iniquity, and destroyed them not. Yea, many a time turned he his anger away, and did not stir up all his wrath. But thou, O Lord, art a God full of compassion and gracious, long-suffering and plenteous in mercy and truth. He hath made his wonderful works to be remembered. The Lord is gracious and full of compassion. Unto the upright there ariseth light in the darkness. He is gracious and full of compassion and righteous. The Lord is gracious and full of compassion, slow to anger and of great mercy. Can a woman forget her sucking child, that she should not have compassion on the son of her womb? Yea, they may forget, yet will I not forget thee. And it shall come to pass, after that I have plucked them out, I will return, and have compassion on them, and will bring them again, every man to his heritage, and every man to his land. Though he cause grief, yet will he have compassion according to the multitude of his mercies. None I pitied thee to do any of these unto thee to have compassion upon thee, but thou wast cast out in the open field to the loathing of thy person in the day that thou wast born. He will turn again, he will have compassion upon us, he will subdue our iniquities, and thou wilt cast all their sins into the depths of the sea. But the multitudes, he was moved with compassion on them, because they fainted and were scattered abroad as sheep having no shepherd. Then saith he unto his disciples, And Jesus went forth and saw a great multitude, and was moved with compassion toward them, and he healed their sick. Then Jesus called his disciples unto him and said, I have compassion on the multitude, because they continue with me now 3 days, and have nothing to eat. And I will not send them away fasting, lest they faint in the way. Then the Lord of that servant was moved with compassion, and loosed him, and forgave him the debt. Shouldest not thou also have had compassion on thy fellow servant, even as I had pity on thee? So Jesus had compassion on them, and touched their eyes. And immediately their eyes received sight, and they followed him. And Jesus, moved with compassion, put forth his hand and touched him, and saith unto him, I will, be thou clean. Howbeit Jesus suffered him not, but saith unto him, Go home to thy friends, and tell them how great things the Lord hath done for thee, and hath had compassion on thee. And Jesus, when he came out, saw much people, and was moved with compassion toward them, because they were as sheep not having a shepherd. And he began to teach them many things. I have compassion on the multitude, because they have now been with me 3 days, and have nothing to eat. And oft times it hath cast him into the fire and into the waters to destroy him. But if thou canst do anything, have compassion on us and help us. And when the Lord saw her, he had compassion on her, and said unto her, Weep not. But a certain Samaritan, as he journeyed, came where he was. And when he saw him, he had compassion on him, and went. And he arose and came to his father. But when he was yet a great way off, his father saw him, and had compassion, and ran, and fell on his neck, and kissed him. For he saith to Moses, I will have mercy on whom I will have mercy, and I will have compassion on whom I will have compassion. Who can have compassion on the ignorant, and on them that are out of the way? For that he himself also is compassed with infirmity. For ye had compassion of me in my bonds, and took joyfully the spoiling of your goods, knowing in yourselves that ye have in heaven a better and an enduring substance. Finally, be all of one mind, having compassion one of another. Love as brethren, be pitiful, be courteous. But whoso hath this world's good, and seeth his brother have need, and shutteth up his bowels of compassion from him, how dwelleth the love of God in him? And if some have compassion, making a difference,